Over a recent 3-year period, the state of Washington quietly sent 16 severely brain-injured people to a facility in Oklahoma. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins first reported on this in a series last summer. Most of those patients are now back in Washington in group homes, but Austin reports there are still big gaps in care.
Nearly a decade ago, Brandon Beelen of Bellingham had a terrible motorcycle wreck. He had just turned 18.
And broke a lot of body parts, but also had a traumatic brain injury.
This is his mom, Rhonda Johnson.
Was in Harborview for 2 months.
When he got out of the hospital, she took him home. She says Brandon couldn't walk, talk, or eat. For a year, he got therapy at home.
Then you're basically on your own. There's not really any other choices or options.
Since then, Johnson says life has been tough for Brandon. He struggles with basic needs.
He has just a severe short-term memory loss, so he'll put a pizza in the oven and forget it's in there. Doesn't really clean or do dishes.
He also struggles with boundaries. He's been arrested dozens of times for things like trespassing. Johnson says finding Brandon help has been a horrible nightmare.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and think, I've got to be missing something. This can't be reality.
More than a decade ago, Washington lawmakers passed the Tommy Manning Act to improve services for people with traumatic brain injury, or TBI. Scott Bloom heads the state's TBI Council.
So the state legislature recognized that there were no services specific for traumatic brain injury survivors, and that's why the law was passed.
To fund new services, lawmakers added a $2 fee to most traffic tickets issued in Washington. That works out to about $8 a year for every brain-injured person in the state. Scott Bloom says it's not enough.
While there has been progress made, we need to continue to develop our services and make sure that our funding is sustainable.
This year, lawmakers are considering whether to more than double the traumatic brain injury fee to $5 per traffic ticket. Families living with TBI testified in favor of that increase at a recent legislative hearing. Karen Kaizuka's 14-year-old son was badly injured playing baseball and needed 7 surgeries.
I pride myself with my resourcefulness, and yet I really struggled to find any services at all that would help him. And we only live just down the street from the hospital, so if I'm that close to the hospital and I can't find services, I can't imagine what other people are having to endure.
Besides the fee hike, lawmakers also want to educate police and victims about the connection between traumatic brain injury and domestic violence. Another bill would require TBI screening for kids entering the foster care system. But other problems persist. Washington's decision to send severely brain-injured patients to Oklahoma revealed there aren't enough housing options here at home. There's also a need for programs to help brain-injured patients get back to school and work. Again, Scott Bloom of the TBI Council.
There's still work to be done, and I don't know if that work ever ends.
As for Brandon Beelen, his mom says the state recently okayed a part-time caregiver for him. In an email, she wrote, "I'm basically in shock and hoping it's going to last." I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.